Hello, Audio Boom. This is BJ or Idel with Fiona Dunn.
Hello.
We're just going to briefly discuss.
Do you want to put that between? Yeah, you've put it wrong. Okay, I've sorted it out now.
What are you talking about?
Microphone was not in the best position. I've moved it now.
Well, as it's not going to be sold to the BBC, it doesn't matter.
BJ's grumpy because he doesn't like the microphone.
No, it's rubbish. This is an IQ6 we're using.
Zoom IQ6, which is mine, thank goodness.
And the problem is, you can't monitor whilst you're recording in the Audio Boom app.
That's annoying.
And you need to put earphones in the microphone to hear voiceover, and it's deafeningly loud, and you can't alter it.
No, you can't. That is annoying.
The pity is, the sad thing is, the microphone does offer you good results, but sadly it's rubbish in other ways, in my opinion.
I like it. I'm glad I bought one.
Anyway, the real reason for this audio boo is to discuss a place we found ourselves at today, which was called...
What was it called? Oh, Maple Moose.
Maple Moose. And that's not in Canada or North America, it's in...
Ealing Broadway.
Yeah, which isn't quite as romantic as the West.
Oh, it's in the shopping centre there.
And this place prides itself on its crepes.
Crepe.
Crepe. Crepes. Crepes?
No, not crepes. Crepe. It's a silent S, surely. It's French.
This place prides itself on its...
Creperie.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So we went there... With open hearts. And to be fair, the woman was a kind soul. Although she was Italian, not French.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm not. I thought she was French.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, next time I'll ask her her nationality. But I felt she was Italian.
Oh.
Because she had a pizza.
Who had a pizza?
So...
talking about?
So,
what's the pizza thing all in eight?
First of all, the furniture was rubbish.
No, but what's this pizza thing though? I'm stuck on the pizza.
Well, move on.
No, I don't.
First
want
of all,
to.
The table and chair
you mean
was
because there was a pancake called Margherita, which had pizza-ish stuff in it, even though it was still a pancake.
And
she said it's French style.
And also, there's Italian ice cream there,
yeah.
And she sounded Italian.
No, she didn't.
She did.
Not to me, she didn't.
She kept going, Bella, Bella.
No, she didn't. What restaurant were you in?
No, I don't. So, anyway, the furniture was rubbish, really flimsy. The table's really low.
They weren't that bad.
But the good thing was the water had ice in it.
It did.
So, I ordered a savoury crepe first.
Yeah. Chicken, wasn't it?
Filled with chicken and tomato and peppers and onion. And then, well, I'll tell you about this first. It was, the filling wasn't very generous. Put it that way. Wasn't very generous.
You liked what you had, didn't you, though?
The taste was nice, but it wasn't generous.
Just not enough.
I'm not asking for a massive fat bastard portion, but it wasn't generous. Then I had a very basic, as your mum would give you, pancake crepe, which is just onion, not onion, sugar, sugar and lemon.
Yeah, and butter.
A bit of butter. Not sure what the butter was for, but yeah.
She did ask you if you wanted it, and you said, yes, please.
I know.
You could have said, no, thank you.
Bella. And it was okay. You can't really go very wrong with that. It was okay. It was fine. And I had a strawberry milkshake.
How was that?
You never said. It was okay.
It was just okay.
Just average. Nice. You know, the nice size of average. Nice side of that. The nice side of average. Sounds like a film title.
Nice side of... Well, no, not nice. They'd use a better word than that.
You had... Now, wait till you hear what Fiona had.
Oh, dear.
Confess.
Confess, what was it? Was it something me, Boomville, for I have sinned? Oh, bless me, Boomville, for I have sinned, or something. What is it?
Catholics, no idea,
can
but you're running
tell
out
me.
Time.
I bet I'm not.
Do I have Catholics listening to this?
I don't know.
Really?
Well, wow. I go to an Anglo-Catholic church, and you're talking to me, and you're even in the same room, so, you know. But it's not Roman Catholic, but, you know, so what? Anyway, I had a pancake called Bananarama. I want you back, don't care what I have to do. Actually, it's in the wrong key. But anyway.
Totally the wrong key.
It should be, I want you back, don't
no.
care what I have to do.
That's so, I want you back.
That's what key it was in. Back to the
pancake.
If I can make you see, only you.
Come on, I've only got 10 minutes, and I have a premium account like you.
You'll regret it someday, please stay. Yeah, all right, I can't remember any more words.
I'm glad you can't, because it's a really ugly song, and it's really squawky.
Is it?
Yeah. Anyway, your Bananarama.
Yeah, it had banana slices.
Slices. Sounds like a doing a spell, slices. Yes. Banana slices. Not just banana slices, but slices.
And Nutella and whipped cream. But it wasn't really that brilliant, the whipped cream, to be honest. But never mind. And then for afters, even though that was afters.
Second afters.
I had cappuccino and pistachio ice cream, which was...
With?
Cream on top.
You're disgusting. How's your coffee?
The coffee was okay. It wasn't anything amazing. It wasn't like, you know, if I want a good coffee, I would go back to Carluccio's in Ealing.
Which is Italian.
Cote. Yeah.
Which is French.
Yeah.
Cote.
Yeah. Cote Brasserie.
So,
Gabriel McBird did a boom about Cote.
Yeah, he also did one about the roast
food than we did.
Yeah, we've been there a few times. And
I was like, where did you get that from?
When we go there, it's quite expensive and nice. And he also did a boo about the Raven.
In Goldhawk Road.
Sunday lunch, which for me is like, he's on another planet because it's shit.
He said it was amazing and we said, no, it isn't.
Anyway, there's so much time we got left. What's the phone there? You moved it.
I told you that.
Oh, two minutes old. So...
what? Two.
If I want to get nice ice cream, I go to Richmond, point one.
Yeah.
If I want to get nice coffee, I go to Richmond, or I go to Carluccio's, or I go to Valentino's in Chiswick.
Oh, yeah.
If I want nice pancakes,
like
I don't bother.
No?
Not that important.
It'd be a good place to go on pancake day, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You know, you're right. And they do just jacket potatoes.
They do. And we didn't know that till afterwards, because we heard somebody...
asking for them. You know, but overall...
And the lady was nice.
She was lovely.
She showed us where PC World was afterwards.
So yep, that's all nice.
Plastic
that's,
case for my iPad.
That's all good, but, you know, you don't pay her... You're not paying for the food because she takes you to PC World. So...
You kind of are, though.
What?
Well, her salary's all in the price, isn't it? If you think about it. Unless she
so the business. So the food's rubbish, love, but it takes to PC World and it's fab. That's no. What you're saying, no?
No, I'm just... You said the food doesn't... Oh, never mind.
Anyway...
I've just lost the will to live.
Basically, so. For a basic pancake, it's okay.
Yeah, and for, I think for it'd savoury, be good for a jacket potato.
Maybe. For savoury pancake, there's not enough in there.
Mm.
It's overpriced for what it is. You're getting a bit of filling and a pancake. It's overpriced. And it's average. It's okay. Mm. It's nice. It's a novelty. Crepes are a novelty. They're nice. But when I've had them in a restaurant, they're really full and voluptuous, like a big woman. But these are like an anorexic woman. No, they're just like, it's a pancake and some stuff in it for you. You know, it doesn't do it for me.
I bet she'd give you more filling if you asked her, though. I bet she would.
Would she really?
Oh, dear. Are we still
Bella,
recording?
Bella. So, yeah, I'm gonna give this joint a 6.
Really?
Hmm.
I'm gonna give it a 7.
Really?
testing, what was that?
Testing, really? Testing the microphone, you know? Yeah. 6. I'd go there again, and I'd have a jacket potato, and I might have just a basic pancake, but anything savoury, it's a rip-off.